This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Okay. We always have great callers. I tend to keep callers on for 5-10 minutes. No matter how good you are, I got to keep my mouth to a minimum, my tongue to a minimum, and I've just got to have you make your point. We'll vet it. We'll pull up an article confirming it was fake news. We'll print it off, put it in the stack, and it will go into the hopper to be nominated for the top 10. And then we're going to have the top three nominated fake news stories 2017, $2,000 prize, $1,000 prize, and a set of steak knives for the third prize. But if I think you're going into the nomination hopper, I'm going to say we're going to put you on hold, and the great Matt or one of the other wonderful crew will get on the phone with you, and we'll get your name and number. And then after the president has his awards tonight, we're going to mesh up our awards, ones we choose by 4 o'clock, with the ones that the president has, and then we're going to kind of put those together. It's going to be interesting. We're going to carry that live at 4 o'clock today. So you are watching the live feed where you're going to have President Trump and his first annual fake news awards as the American people stand up and point out the lies of mainstream media. Don't just sit there and take it. And we welcome people to investigate us and go over us and see what we're doing. You know, they got all our supplements and tested them over and over and couldn't find anything wrong with them. Said they're the very highest quality out there. And I said, you know what they're going to do next? you know what they did? It's not hard to, you know, so much of this just figure out, you know, hey, you go out walking out there in the middle of the, you know, black ice on the street, you might fall down and break your butt. And it happens. You know, it's like, wow, if they can't get us fair and square, what are they going to do? So we can anticipate what these folks are up to. It's very, very important to expose them. So we're going to do that today, ladies and gentlemen. Now, I don't want to cut Charles off and John and Steve and Ben and John and James and Kevin and all these folks. So I'm going to do this. We're going to have a one-minute break, come back, go write your calls. But I want to go ahead and play, since I mentioned it, this is Ron Jackson. I worked for 4 presidents, directly for 3 of them, friends with Obama, said great things about Obama, bipartisan, very respected, saying this guy is as healthy as a horse, okay? And the media is flipping out about it. Here's part of it.
Number one, there have been some questions as part of your exam. I'm wondering if you talked to the president about this, about the president's mental fitness. He has pushed back on that, calling himself a staple genius. Can you assess the president's mental fitness for office?
Absolutely. So many of you may have picked up on the fact that we did do a cognitive assessment as part of the exam. And initially, you know, I had no intention of including a cognitive assessment in this exam because, to be honest with you, per all the guidelines that are out there, it's not indicated at this time. A lot of the guidelines would suggest that you do cognitive screening questions, and that if you have a positive or concerning answer in the screening questions, that then you engage with a cognitive screening tool. So I had no intentions whatsoever doing that. Like I said, because
right out of the Soviet Union. Indicated. To see what happened.
Part of the reason I didn't think it was clinically indicated is because I've spent almost every day in the president's presence since last year when he got into office, and I've seen him every day. I see him one, two, sometimes 3 times a day because of the location of my office. We have conversations about many things.
How long do we have to respond to every fake thing they say?
I've got to know him pretty well.
Prove you don't have a forked tail, Trump.
Absolutely no concerns about his.
Show us your butt.
Or his, his neurological function. So I was not going to do a cognitive exam. I had no intention of doing one. The reason that we did the cognitive assessment is plain and simple because the president asked me to do it. He came to me and he said, is there something we can do, a test or some type of screen that we can do to assess my cognitive ability? And so I looked into it. And once again, and my initial question was that I didn't think it was indicated and I didn't think we should do it. After looking at some of the guidelines, there are a few guidelines out there that lean in the direction of potentially doing it. You know, the Medicare guidelines and some of the NIH.
Hold on, pause. There's only a minute left. I've got to have the part where he does the test and he gets a 30 out of 30. And they don't know what to do. Now the media is saying this guy's lying. Well, okay, then a guy that's mentally retarded defeated your entire power structure. So what does that say about you, Stelter? What does that say that a mental deficient defeated you?
Scientists and researchers agree. We are being hit by toxic weapons in the food and water supply that are making us fat, sick, and stupid. So what do we do about it? Well, for starters, don't just sit there and take it. Fight back with the all-new Supercharged Brain Force Plus and feel the rush without the crash. Brain Force Plus is the next generation of advanced neural activation and nootropics. And now we've added a brand new ingredient called black pepper fruit extract that gives you an added kick. Other ingredients include vitamin B12 and neurological tonic and cognitive enhancers that will allow you to flip the switch and supercharge your state of mind. It's the real deal. Brain Force Plus. Secure your bottle right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Gentlemen, you have just tuned in to the first annual InfoWars.com People's Fake News Choice Awards. It is the Fake News Awards, the People's Choice. Also carry the President's Live Award Show coming up at 4 o'clock Central, 5 o'clock Eastern, InfoWars.com/show. Please tell everybody about the local stations you're listening to. It's so critical. I cannot stress that enough. And also go to InfoWars.com or NewsWars.com and share the live page. Watch live the 2017 Fake News Awards hosted by President Trump. Full coverage. The first annual People's Choice Fake News Awards presented by InfoWars. Share this link. So up until 4 o'clock today, right through my transmission into the war room with Owen Schroyer and Roger Stone and others, I'll be there as well. Then we'll have the President's Live event. Then we'll have commentary, and we'll match up your calls, your nominations, what you thought the most important mainstream news, fake news of the year was, or if you think something we said was wrong. I mean, I'll tell you a fake news award. Hundreds of publications say that I said there are children living as slaves on Mars. I said no such thing. Buzz Aldrin said that there is an obelisk on the one moon of Mars. And I talked about that when I had a CIA guy on that said some weird stuff. I said nothing like that. There's no video, there's no audio, but I am constantly confronted by people. It's not I'm a Russian agent anymore. That's all falling apart. The whole thing that Trump's dying, that's all falling apart. The fact he was going to rip all that. No. It's that I am saying that there are slave colonies on Mars. Lie, 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 lie. Okay, without further ado, the first caller of the People's Choice Fake News Awards. We'll see how many of our fake news awards line up with the president's. Now coming up in T-minus 3 hours and 51 minutes, 10 seconds. Infowars.com/show. Infowars.com. Get the article, spread it. It's how we reach new people. I keep hammering it. They're having congressional hearings saying they're censoring us. They're trying to shut down drugs. They're trying to shut down talk radio. They're trying to remake the fairness doctrine. Thank God we got Trump in. But we're still fighting. They're trying to remove him. They're trying to block the recovery. They're trying to block. He's repealed the mandate on Obamacare. We are delivering. You are delivering. We are winning. But we're not out of this fight yet. We've got to have a heart here for the fight. You know, I didn't realize we had like the real Jean-Claude Van Damme in here yesterday. I mean, I knew he was a world champion Muay Thai fighter, but for the country of Thailand and stuff, world champion in his weight, bare knuckles boxing, bare knuckles Muay Thai. That's kicking and punching and all that stuff that they make movies about, but the real deal. I knew who he was, former special operations guy and friends with Clinton and the other guys that were in here. One guy couldn't put himself on television. It's just crazy. We need to have him back sometime just to talk about that, because people get killed all the time doing that. That's crazy. So that's something interesting as a side issue. All right, ladies and gentlemen, Charles, John, Steve, Ben, John, James, Kevin, Mad, Christian, Chris, Josh, Jason, Frank, we're going to you right now. And why are we doing this? To point out the lies. They want to just move forward, think we forget about all their other lies, tell us Obamacare is going to be free, and then it's not. Remember Gruber said, thank God you don't have an attention span. You have the attention span of Dory in Finding Nemo. He says, thank God. Well, we do have an attention span. And that's what InfoWars.com does. We'll show you where they said something 2 years ago. We'll show you where they say it now. Or we'll show you unfiltered what somebody's saying when they're being accused of something. And point out, hey, lawyers are paying people to say this. Hear what Steven Seagal has to say directly from him. And that's what they hate, is they want to put out the only narrative and not let you decide for yourself. All right, I'm done. Without further ado, let's go to John in Wyoming. John, thank you for calling. Thank you for holding. You are the first caller of the People's Choice Fake News Awards 2017. Go ahead.
Thank you, Alex, and Happy New Year to all of you guys at InfoWars.
Thank you.
I want to talk about these phony pollsters. My award goes to these people who keep lying to the American people how Trump's popularity ratings are down. They're the same liars who said that Hillary was going to win by 12 points. They're the same liars who in 1984 said Walter Mondale and Geraldine Ferraro were going to steamroll all over Ronald Reagan and George H.W. Bush. Yet when the 84 election concluded, Reagan and Bush had won 49 states with 525 electoral college votes, and Mondale and Ferraro only won Mondale's home state of Minnesota with just 13 electoral college votes. Now, my question to them is, whatever happened to Wally and the Beaver?
Exactly. So, I mean, I think that that's in the running. Fake polls, fake pollsters getting together with their own methodology, admitting, adding 9, 10, 15, 20, sometimes 30-plus points to Hillary. That really is the big takeaway, because they keep saying Trump's illegitimate. Right into 2017, they still keep hammering these fake polls.
Well, also, they're the ones who didn't want to talk about a 60 Minutes interview that they had with Bill and Hillary Clinton about 20 years ago. And rather than seated on a sofa, they had Bill and Hillary sitting on these high wooden bar stools. And in the midst of the interview, a studio light popped behind them. They thought they were under fire, and they both immediately leapt to their feet. And Hillary screamed at the top of her lungs, Jesus, Joseph, and Mary, and then jumped into Bill's lap while he was standing, and she was crying and shivering uncontrollably. And that's the same media who was trying to tell us what a tough, strong leader Hillary
was. You know, it's funny you say that. She says that she's on tarmac getting shot up, and she's caught lying like Brian Williams. These are known liars. We'll play that video when we come back. She actually hops around like a chimpanzee. She goes, and then hops in his lap. You're absolutely right. John, you're one of the guys I want to start hosting a show. We've been talking about it for years. We've tried to call your number. I'm going to put you on hold again to make sure that happens. But you're also getting your number because you're in the running with your nomination of the pollsters to be one of the winners. We're going to see right now in the People's Choice, because whoever ends up getting the best ones that match up with the president, we're going to end up having them win. I have a sneaking suspicion you may win here, John. Let's put John on hold. Thank you so much, John. Okay, let's get one more in before we go to break. Let's go to Ben. We're going to go to Kansas and talk to Ben in Kansas. You're on the air, Ben.
Hey, how you doing, Alex?
Good.
All right. Well, I think everyone knows the biggest host of this whole election episode was the fact that the Russians stole the election. And, everyone, all the channels covered, oh, it's the Russians. That's why Hillary lost. There could be no other reason, because the poll said she won. So, that's my guess. And I think you'll agree. I mean, that's probably the biggest.
Exactly. But do you just say Russiagate in general is the biggest fake news? You've got to then give an award to a particular media outlet like ABC saying that Flynn had confessed and they were all Russian agents.
Exactly. Exactly. So, that's one of them. You know, CNN.
So does the dossier win? I mean, does the FBI win for, I mean, I'm not bashing the general FBI, but the Democrats at the top. I mean, do they win for funding the fake dossier? Because, you know, it's not just media that's in the news business. The FBI is now in the fake news business with the Clintons. They're trying to clean house. But does Fusion GPS win? Does the FBI win? Does Comey win? Does ABC win? Who wins that in the whole Russia constellation? What's the brightest lie of them all?
I'd pick CNN, but...
You pick who?
CNN.
Okay, CNN, leader in fake news for Russiagate. Let's put Ben on hold and get his number. These are all so good. We're going to have 100 people to call back. Let's get Ben's info because I think he's right on target as well. We'll be back in just a few minutes with the first annual People's Choice Fake News Awards, hosted by yours truly, Alex Jones.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan." And in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
There you go. The total proof that we're all Russian agents that have exploded the stock market, increased the pay of the troops, doubled the amount of VA visits, the lowest black unemployment ever recorded, the biggest startups in factories since World War II, all because they're taking the boot off our neck. And that's why the elite that had run this country in the ground are so angry. They are the criminal elite that had total control. We're going to go to Josh in Oregon here in just a moment. Then we're going to go to Chris in Virginia and others. Boom, boom, boom. With your nominations, this is the People's Choice 2017, held on Wednesday, January 17, 2018. Fake News Awards. We're printing off all the nominations, printing off articles to substantiate your statements, putting them in a big stack. That's critical. To then, you guys can print those off and bring them to me, thank you. So then we can bring in all the nominations on the war room at 3 o'clock, go over them and decide who's going to win, and then guess how it's going to line up with President Trump that we're going to carry live and follow live. So if people want to watch the fake news awards, really upsets the globalists when we do this, tell folks, watch President Trump live here. Don't watch it filtered through the media where they'll censor it or make stuff up or block it. See it unedited live today, 4 o'clock Central, Infowars.com/show. And spread the article that Kit Daniels posted with the same title. Okay, right now, I'll normally promote, but this is critical. This really upsets them. It really gets to them. And we're so close to destroying them completely. They're trying to destroy us with lies and censorship and corporate power. We're destroying them with the truth. Speaking of destroying them, the poster boy for what looks like a psychotic Humpty Dumpty, Brian Stelter, is being nominated by Josh in Oregon. Josh, you're on the air. Tell us about your nomination for Fake News Kingpin in 2017. We keep hearing CNN from the listeners, and you've nominated Brian Piranha Face Stelter. Go ahead.
Absolutely. Thank you, Alex. So I think Brian Stelter, I think he may take the cake. I mean, there's a lot of contenders for the fake news, fake news award, but I think he might just take the cake. And the reason why is, during the campaign, he was one of the lead people pushing the idea that it was a conspiracy theory if you questioned Hillary Clinton's health whatsoever. And then he is now the person leading the actual conspiracy theory, saying that Donald Trump is indeed mentally unfit for office.
Why do I hear like ice cream truck music and think of like White Van when I look at him?
Yeah, definitely. I bet he has a closet full of trench coats. I could almost guarantee you that.
Well, I mean, look at, he doesn't know how psychotic he looks in these photos. I mean, how would you post for a photo and then go, look, honey, this is a great glamour shot. We're going to put this out. Look. Hi, yeah, I'm Brian Stelter. Hi. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, he has a quite the psychotic disconnect in his eyes for sure. I mean, it really is the look of these people though, and I truly think it is sort of a spirit that they channel, kind of.
It's the look of a traitor. It's a look of what the evil running this planet comes up with. Because let's face it, it's hard to get really strong, powerful, men to be pieces of crap. You got to trick them, you got to manipulate them. But willing accomplices, they're always little sacks of garbage.
Oh, absolutely. And I mean, there's historical context for this. I mean, we know that Hitler himself, he admitted this is actual mainstream history, that after he got gassed in World War One, he had these crazy supernatural visions.
He had hallucinations and was possessed by a spirit that showed him everything was going to happen, that only betrayed him at the end. Same thing with Charles Darwin.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. I mean, so, yeah, there's definitely historical context for it. And I don't think Brian Stetler's got a high-level demon like old Hitler did. I think he's probably got a lower-level little, you know.
Well, you can see that. I mean, he looks like a gremlin. He's not even a goblin.
Worm tongue grimer for sure.
Yeah. All right, brother. God bless you. So, Brian Stelter, my gosh, that is... You know, really, really, really hard not to say that he is right up there at the top of just the icon of disingenuous, narcissistic, blind arrogance, not realizing he shaves his head to look old. He's like 32. I mean, there's just nothing more fake about this condescending enemy of humanity. I mean, that's just, he would win the Enemy of Humanity Awards. I mean, if I was a Hollywood director, I know what I'd cast him for, though, every time. You hear the ice cream truck, ice cream, here comes the ice cream man, the ice cream man. If he can't, nobody can. Ice cream man, Brian Stelter, ice cream, candy and puppies, all so fun, yay, yay, yay. Thank you, Josh, I appreciate your call. Okay, we certainly know he enjoys annihilating the truth. Okay, let's go ahead now, and let's go to another caller here in the Fake News Awards, the People's Choice. Let's talk to Charles in Atlanta, Georgia. You're on the air, my friend.
Hey, Alex, great job out there, man. You're definitely a patriot of the highest order.
No, you are. I'm under attack. I'm not rolling over. That's who I am, and we're brothers. Go ahead.
We'd be toast without you, my friend. Look, man, my fake news award goes to Faux News. And I don't know if you saw Judge Jeanine on Saturday night, but it was one of the most egregious, insulting examples I've ever seen. She had Sheriff Joe on the show. Guy's been in law enforcement for over half a century, since she's probably been in grade school. Now he's running for Senate. So she brings up the false alarm going on in Hawaii on Saturday afternoon and says, oh, you feel really strongly about this. And he says, yeah. He points out the fact that he had the ongoing investigation into the forged documents in Hawaii and says, you know, they can't even solve that. Judge Jeanine immediately cuts him off and says, you know, that document, the long form, was filed, so let's put that one away. What do you mean filed, liar? It wasn't filed. It was forged. So he tries to push back. She immediately cuts him off and says, well, all right, let's keep moving because they did solve that, and I'm going to keep pushing back on that. Pushing back on what? Two different experts.
By the way, they hired the top firm in Italy and what another one in was it England or Germany to look at it? What we found out in an hour, they put it in six layers on purpose, used Microsoft Word with the fake typewriter font, so all the letters are supposedly going to be individual from a typewriter because each splat is like a fingerprint or snowflake. It was the same deal. And then, of course, years later, the top scientists say what we said. I mean, it's not, again, why did they make it so fake on purpose? To make it a debate about that, why did he say he was from Kenya, born in Kenya, in the Harvard Law Review that he was the editor of? Why did his wife say it in speeches? As the double cover that he's really Frank Marshall Davis' son, he's lived with him, it's admitted, yeah, there's photos of him on the same couch that his mom shot porn in, it's all confirmed. So that was the whole setup, it's why they did all that to us on purpose.
Yeah. I mean, Faux News has been covering Pearl Bozo the fraud for 6 years. It's about time to get called out.
Oh, you're right. Fox News has certain things they won't let get touched. And one of them is 9/11 Truth. The other big one is the birth certificate, which, again, was ridiculously fake. I mean, we opened it up. It was in layers. They didn't flatten the fake forgery on purpose to make us take the bait. We'll be back.
Fuel your body with Carnivore, the new digestive enzyme product by InfoWars Life. Digestive enzymes assist in the digestive process and increase the bioavailability of nutrients by breaking down foods into easily absorbable components. They also help prevent discomfort from indigestion caused by fermentation of undigested food particles in the gut. Digestive enzyme production declines as we age. Carnivore is filled with digestive enzymes like those naturally present in the body. Enjoy the full potential of protein-rich foods again. You can eat protein-heavy foods now while minimizing the later indigestion and discomfort commonly associated with high meat diets. Just one pill with every high-protein meal helps increase the bioavailability and absorption of amino acids, the building blocks to your muscles. Carnivore also contains digestive enzymes to help digest fats and carbohydrates so you can fully digest all types of meals. Don't let a meal go to waste. Use Carnivore by InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and secure your bottle now. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
So in Trump's corner, because I'm a man of my word. It's all I got in this world. Most important possession. If you don't possess your children, they're the most important thing in my life. But my most important possession, not even my health, not my looks, not money. It's that if I say I'm going to do something, I'm going to do it, or I'm going to try real hard to get it done. And if I can't get it done, I'm going to come to you and tell you why I couldn't. because that's the kind of world I want to live in, is where people do what they say they're going to do, where people stand for what they stand for. So my children and your children have a future together around honorable people where we don't put up with corruption and lies. And when there is corruption and lies, it's at a very low level and dealt with. Because if you don't deal with corruption and evil, it will run wild. That's an absolute incontrovertible fact of common sense and common law and natural law in this universe. We're beginning to hit the bottom of a very deep, decadent, twisted, satanic cycle. It's happened in every other culture, every other cycle in history. But there's a compaction and acceleration to this because of technology and population and science. And so things are compressed, but they're also amplified. And that's why the real game of life isn't just having a bigger pool or a bigger house or trying to keep your wife or husband happy. None of that's ever going to make you happy. What's going to make you happy is a purpose-driven life. And I know you know that. And I was even reading CNN this morning, because they tell the truth sometimes. And they were like, all Trump wants to do is overturn Washington. He's committed. It is true. Our sources say he's up at 6 a.m. At 7 a.m., he's in the Yellow Oval, as it's called, on the second floor. And he makes all the decisions and makes a whole bunch of phone calls and reads documents in between watching television, Twitter, and surfing the Internet. And then everything he does is just insane commitment to doing what he said he'd do. So they oscillate between he's crazy, he does what he says he's going to do, a promise keeper. Now that's crazy because it's not pragmatic with them. Well, there's no compromise with them. They're not pragmatic. They're globalist. You can't be pragmatic with cancer or cyanide or jumping off a cliff, sticking your arm in a wood chipper. There's no pragmatic about it. It's a one-way street. And the president has to compromise some. He's not a dictator, despite what Senator Flake says. We're going to play that clip in a moment. And so all he can do is fight back against their lies in real time and not just let them put out a big lie and lay there and take it and roll over to the media. Now in Hollywood, if someone makes an accusation, everyone piles on and says, well, I know that's true, even though I never saw it happen. And I think the person that reportedly did this is a horrible person. And then there's no evidence ever even given. And then it turns out the police will tell you about half of the rape cases or sexual assault cases you hear are made up. Doesn't lessen the real ones. But it just shows who's deploying this, who's pushing all this hysteria to cover up for the real stuff they're doing. I just saw Schwarzenegger, who's a famous groper. I wouldn't call him a rapist, but really pushes himself on people. He doesn't deny it. I don't know people that know him. I mean, the guy could have sex five times a day. And you know, him and Wilt Chamberlain would have contests on the sets of movies, how many women they could have sex with, reportedly. Chamberlain talked about it. Sometimes 10, 15 women a day. Arnold couldn't do that like Chamberlain could. Chamberlain said, I think he's had sex with like 10,000 women. People think that might be an exaggeration. I see Schwarzenegger out going, condemning somebody from some movie 25, 30 years ago. Because the young woman who was 12 at the time makes the allegation. And then just instantly, it's absolutely true. And everybody turns on the guy. And it may be true. The point is you say, well, this is terrible. I hope this isn't the case, but we need to investigate. No. When there's real pedophilia, dyed-in-the-wool going on an industrial scale, they hire people that are convicted pedophiles to run movies and be directors. Weinstein does. They protect them. They get caught raping kids and they get jobs again and nothing's done. They let Muslims rape kids and marry 9-year-old girls in the U.S. and in Canada and in Europe and no one gets in trouble. But then the very same left points their finger at you and says, if you ever touch a woman on her knee or a woman hugs you and you touch her and her shirt comes up, you touch her back, you're fired. And it's meant to just be like, hey, don't hug. Now they're saying high schoolers and people shouldn't hug, or you can't have a best friend. First you get rid of dodgeball, then running, then you know all the rest of it. And then now, oh, we're getting rid of recess altogether, and oh, you can't have best friends because that discriminates against somebody. That's a cult. I'm going to go to your phone calls when we come back. I'm going to just rampage through them. I'm going to go to Steve. I'm going to go to Natasha. I'm going to go to James, Kevin, Matt. I'm going to just go bam, bam, bam. Your phone calls, one after the other, on the other side. But we are involved in the People's Choice 2017 Fake News Awards on this Wednesday, the 17th day of January 2018. There's a live feed on Infowars.com and Newswars.com. Please share that link with everybody you know. Watch live the 2017 Fake News Awards hosted by President Trump. And get on Twitter, get on Facebook. They're going to have the bots criticize you for it. So what? Move forward. A lot of the bots don't know what Prison Planet or News Wars is. If you want to get around them, you can send out a News Wars link. But tell people to tune in, and tell them to tune in particularly at 4 o'clock when the president hosts his fake news awards. We're the people's choice. We're going to see how that lines up with the president's choice. The guy that's really been hammered, who gets to therapeutically fire back, because mainstream media admits in their own documents, they hope, Gruber says it, WikiLeaks says it, remember he says you're dumb effers, he was hired to triple prices on you, you're an idiot. All the professors sit around and learn how to lie, and he goes, this is how you lie. I will teach you how to take control and lie. I'm the best liar. And they're like, yes, sir, yes, you're amazing, sir. Seven speeches talking about how he lies and how he hates you. Look it up yourself. And their touchstone is you don't have a memory. Well, you do have a memory. And so Trump is going to bring back the last year of their whopper of lies. It crossed over from 2016 to 2017. 99% chance he's going to win. Newsweek, Time, CNN, New York Times, Madam President, already had them all printed up. The issue itself shows her victory night, giving the victory speech. Totally fake. You know she didn't win. You know she didn't have a victory speech that night. She wouldn't even show up. She was throwing such a fit. Yeah, they had it at 99 at first, but by the night of, it was a forecast 98 on the New York Times, the Huffington Post, which is the George Soros Post. Now, briefly, we have two new items, Immune Wall that is incredible for everybody's immune system, 25% off at InfoWarsLife.com, and we have the new Pollen Block that has the specially fed Japanese quail. This was discovered decades ago and now perfected in France, and whatever it is with a special secret diet with the Japanese quail, this is in concentrate of their eggs, and I've never seen anything that's worked this good. My runny nose, burning eyes, and all the rest of it with the seasonal discomfort and the seasonal issues, seasonal discomfort that takes place. Pollen Block, InfoWarsLife.com, our newest product. It is 51% off out of the gates. Normally $34.95. It is $17.76, declaring independence against the sinus garbage and the sore throat and the burning eyes of all the dust and pollen and garbage that's out there. Pollen Block, get it and support the broadcast. Already two reviews, 5 stars. We've got over, 50-something thousand reviews now. Check out all the products. A bunch of them are 50% off, and those sales are going to end today as well. InfoWarsStore.com. Thanks for financing this revolution.
People search the Internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered. From business deals gone wrong, to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract,
talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh, my gosh. That's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me. Are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh, yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh, yeah. I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
This is Dan Billett. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We're all living in America, America, it's wunderbar. We're all living in America, America, America.
We're all living in America. Welcome back, I'm Alex Jones, and we've got live coverage of President Trump's first annual Fake News Awards that kicks off in, 3 hours and about 13 minutes. But ladies and gentlemen, we are going to be having live coverage of the People's Choice. Right back to your phone calls in just a moment. We're taking quite a few of them. We're doing a pretty good job. And I want to move really quick now to get your examples of fake news, uncensored. Maybe you think we did something that was wrong. We'd love to hear from you. The toll-free number to call in is 877-789-ALEX. We've got about 30 people online here, but we'll get to you. 877-789-ALEX. I want to play this clip one more time because I didn't get to all of it earlier. This is Jeff Flake. If the name fits, a flake is a flake by any other name. A rose is a rose by any other name. Continuing, really, the theme of the last 2 years of fake news, Russian collusion. I think that's the big fake news. I think that's what's going to win. And then you got to say, but what area saying that they had wiretapped the president, then saying they had proof, then saying they hadn't, then leaking, then lying about the leaking, saying that all 17 agencies said Russia stole the election when none of them said it. What happened with, of course, General Flynn saying, oh, we got to play that Behar clip later, where she's like, oh, look, it's come out, ABC News. He admits they're all Russian agents. It's incredible devastation. He's going to testify. Perry Mason moment. Trump's going to jail. They're all going to prison. Yay, yay. And the media all said that they're going to prison. That's it. The Morning Joe, you're going to jail. Clearly, Russiagate has been the fake news. And the attempt to block the recovery has been a big part. And trying to steal the election and using fake polls and misquoting the president. and saying the president's racist. All of it goes together. But Flake, you noticed yesterday, is attacking the president because he knows that he is about to have the fake news award, saying criticizing the lying fake media back is like Stalin. It's authoritarian. No. Having fake media lie about people owned by foreign corporations is authoritarian, and laying down to it is what they want. The president criticizing media is not shutting media down. It's Obama and Hillary that wanted to shut down talk radio, wanted to use the Federal Elections Commission and the Federal Trade Commission in hearings saying shut InfoWars down. They're the ones that are authoritarian. They're the ones that ideologically in the blue blood Republican and Democratic Party that want communism for the general public. They're the ones backing authoritarianism. They're the ones. So again, more fake news from Jeff leaving the Senate because he's a loser Flake. Here it is.
It is a testament to the condition of our democracy that our own president uses words infamously spoken by Joseph Stalin to describe his enemies. It bears noting that so fraught with malice was the phrase enemy of the people that even Nikita Khrushchev forbade its use, telling the Soviet Communist Party that the phrase had been introduced by Stalin for the purpose of...
Pause again. We the people is on the Declaration of Independence in the preamble. It's in the Magna Carta from 1215, Battle of Runnymede. Because communists use that term, oh, now we can't. You see? You see the deception? Everything he says is a lie. Continue, sorry.
Annihilating such individuals, unquote, who disagreed with the supreme leader. This alone should be the source of great shame for us in this body.
Hey, pause again. The great leader, President Trump, was elected. President Trump's a populist. Stalin was the opposite. Again, it's this narrative that he's a Russian. That's why they do this. Continue.
Especially for those of us in the president's party, for they are shameful, repulsive statements. And of course, the president has it precisely backward. Despotism is the enemy of the people. The free press is the despot's enemy, which makes the free press the guardian of democracy.
All right, pause again. State run, global run, just like Hitler had a press that was run. And Stalin had a press. The idea that a press in general is the best thing since sliced bread. No, not when it's an authoritarian lying press. I mean, let it be there. We're not saying take it away from him. But again, he's inverting reality. Let's continue.
When a figure in power reflexively calls any press that doesn't suit him fake news, it is that person who should be...
Let's hit pause again. CNN invented or brought into use fake news. And then put it on myself, Trump, and others. And the public just simply said, the shoe fits on you. So they want to slug you in the face. They want to dish it out, but they can't take it. Go back.
Mission, not the press. I dare say that anyone who has had the privilege and awesome responsibility to serve in this chamber knows that these reflexive slurs of fake news are dubious at best. Those of us who travel overseas, especially to war zones and other troubled areas all around the globe, encounter members of
US-based media. Oh, like Brian Williams said he got shot down in a helicopter, like Hillary said she did? All lies? Oh, now we're against the troops, you see. I mean, who writes this crap? Let's continue.
Media who risk their lives and sometimes lose their lives reporting on the truth. To dismiss their work as fake news is an affront to their commitment and their sacrifice.
Okay. So Trump always says there are some good reporters in the New York Times or CNN, and he always differentiates, but see, they lie. We're live right now, folks, breaking all their lies now. Let's go right back to your calls. Natasha, you're on the air calling in from Arizona. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Yes. My wife, she was just super nervous. She wants to talk to you, but she's on the air, so.
No. Don't let her be nervous. Just give her the phone. Go ahead.
Well, she wants me to talk, but this is from both of us. Our fake news award goes to Fake Tapper of CNN. It's the interview with John Brennan and Eric Clapper, and they pretty much call out the president for saying that he's colluded with the Russians. So
well, that's right. You're talking about the one where they said 17 agencies unanimously told us, and it was all a complete lie.
It is Fake Tapper, CNN. He's our nomination, Jake Tapper. So.
All right, thank you so much. Yes, Jake Tapper is right up there with Brian Stelter when it comes to truly deceptive evil people. Thank you, husband of Natasha. Okay, let's go ahead and talk to Steve in West Virginia. Steve, thank you for holding her on the air.
Yes, well, I know they're not mainstream media, but they have a big platform. They are constantly trying to demonize other platforms to make themselves look better than anybody else. They've lied about you and Mr. Stone at the convention. They constantly push the narrative against the honorable president that he's racist because he wants to know who's entering this country from other war-torn countries. I don't want to, I can go on and on and on, but there's other callers, so I nominate the Young Turks.
Well, you're absolutely right. They are state-funded by Gulf states, by Gulf dictatorships. They are force-fed by Google, the anti-free market, and they are a pack of liars, in my view, and they are constantly caught in all sorts of behavior. And then young, the Young Turk leader wrote that he believes women are genetically insufficient and have genetic problems, a classic Islamic view, and he names himself after the group that carried out the extermination of 1.5 million Christian Armenians. What do you make of that?
It's against Christians. You know, that's another example. Like I said, I can go on and on and on. But instead of trying to demonize these other medias like you, Grudge, Veritas, they want to demonize them. They want to be number one. Instead of trying to pull them together like you all do for a greater good for this country, they want to destroy it. It's like a globalist. They put a globalist agenda just as bad as anybody else out there does.
No, I agree. They're probably, well, that would be an award of who's the worst. Like, not just who's the biggest liars, but who's the nastiest? Who's the most arrogant, saying women are subhuman and Armenian genocide didn't happen, but we name ourselves after the group, and saying anybody that calls somebody fat should be arrested, and screaming, I'm a big fat piece of garbage, and then saying Roger Stone tried to storm the stage and implied that he broke into their warehouse when it was a public area for press that was let in, and Stone did not try to get on their stage. So, yes, they are, and then they spit in my face and everything else and said that I did that. And then they had YouTube delete our video within minutes. They were on the YouTube stage. I made a big deal about it, and they put it back up. That's the control, just like Twitter gets in your personal stuff. The Young Turks literally are jacked into Google. They're just – but again, how do you think – this guy thinks he's better than you, okay? He thinks he's going to capture your country. He thinks he runs you. But guess what, my friend? He doesn't anymore, does he, Steve?
That's right. Well, you hit it on a nail head there. You take a better, and I'll get to you for better and sit down. Well, I'm a veteran. If they sit down and watch that show, they would absolutely get angry.
Well, I know this. I know this. I saw them with Dinesh D'Souza, who got put in jail for 9 months for getting his friends to make political contributions and didn't write the right paperwork. It's totally legal. Didn't follow the right paperwork. Hillary got billions in illegal stuff, and when he debated Dinesh D'Souza, the left and everybody in the room agreed and said, you need to go to prison, you're a criminal. They're like, basically, you didn't go to jail long enough, and then they defended Hillary. I mean, that's monstrous pig creatures who want to put a director in prison because he's as big as Michael Moore and he's conservative. Think about that. These are dangerous people that want to shut down our free speech. Stay with us. Hour number three, straight ahead. Spread the live links. That's how we defeat the globalists.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.